welcome back to night number two of our tournament in Queen City. And tonight's game features Putnam County and Princeton girls. And it's being brought to you by Mayberry Farms and Accessories, north of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank, and the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper. It's 6 o'clock. It's time for basketball. And with tonight's play-by-play, here's KMEM Sports Director and the Hall of Famer, Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Dave, and welcome to the night number two of the Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament here at Schuyler County High School in Queen City. It's a girls' night out tonight, all girls play. We'll have two girls' games for you tonight. The first game is a 4-5 game. The 4-seed, Princeton Lady Tigers, and number 5-seed, Putnam County Lady Midgets. So let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four, the Princeton Lady Tigers. It'll be Gracie Allnut, 5'10", a junior. Addie Hinkey, 5'7", a sophomore. Claire Buckler, 5'6", a senior. Mackenzie Duncan, 5'6", a senior. And Grace Kelly at 5'10", and a junior. So Gracie Allnut, Addie Hinkey, Claire Buckler, Mackenzie Duncan, and Grace Kelly. And the Lady Tigers go 5'10", 5'7", 5'6", 5'6", and 5'10", 14, and 11, coached by Steve Richmond. For the Putnam County ladies, they go with a big lineup. It'll be Adeline Dickerson, a senior. Carly Seaton, a junior. Emma Whitlock, a junior. Jesslyn Knowles, a senior. And Taylor Powell, a senior. So Adeline Dickerson, Carly Seaton, Emma Whitlock, Jesslyn Knowles, and Taylor Powell. 11 and 14 are the Lady Midgets, and coached by Keith Smith. 4-5, and now coming up next, the second game of the night, the 3-6 game. Scott County Lady Tigers, the 3-seed, taking on Knox County Ladies. They are the number 6-seed. So both teams are being introduced. As during the district here at Scott County, they alternate as they introduce a Princeton lady and then a Putnam lady and so forth and so forth. And they finally got them all introduced. Kind of a neat way to do it as far as I'm concerned. So both teams back to their respective coaches. And again, the Princeton Lady Tigers, they're 14 and 11. And Putnam County, just the opposite, 11 and 14. So Putnam County, first ones out on the floor. Here come the Princeton Lady Tigers. They come out on the floor. Adeline Dickerson will jump center against Grace Kelly for Princeton. They count noses. Now, official to the center circle. Ball is up tip. It's controlled in the backcourt by Princeton to Claire Buckler. As Buckler brings it across the timeline to Allnut, and she runs it out between the two circles back to Allnut, or Buckler. Buckler to Allnut. Three-pointer, bullseye, out of the corner. As Claire Buckler has 3 points, and that's the way this one starts. Jesslyn Knowles will bring it across the timeline as Princeton goes man-to-man. Gives the ball out on the wing to Whitlock. Whitlock gets over to Powell. Now Whitlock top of the key. Jesslyn Knowles will try a three off the left wing. No good. Long rebound comes out and is picked up by Carly Seaton. So Seaton dribbles to the top of the key. Gives it to Knowles on the left wing. Knowles ball high to red. Back to Seaton on the right wing. Bounce pass to Powell. Trying to get it inside to Knowles. Bad pass stolen away. And here comes Hinkey. Hinkey breaks it to the hoop. Lays it up. Got it. Addie Hinkey. And it's 5-0. Princeton with the lead as Carly Seaton will bring it across the timeline. Seaton gives it to Dickerson on the left wing. Now Whitlock at the top of the key to Powell on the right wing. Powell gives it back to Knowles, top of the key. Underneath it goes to Dickerson. Whistle and a foul as Dickerson looked like a pinball being pushed around into the basket. And the foul is going to be on Mackenzie Duncan. So that's her first team foul against Princeton. And Jesslyn Knowles will inbound underneath her own basket. As Knowles gets it to Dickerson, top of the key. Seaton will try a three out of the corner. Bullseye! So Carly Seaton has three. Gets Putnam County on the board. It's 5-3. Princeton with the lead. As Hinkey will bring it across the timeline. gives the ball to Duncan on the right wing. Duncan skips it to the left wing to Buckler. Now they get it underneath. Shot put up. Moved in by Grace Kelly. But she drew the foul, so she'll go to the line to shoot two shots. The foul is going to be on Emma Whitlock. So Whitlock picks up her first foul. Grace Kelly looks for her first points of the ball game. Deep breath, shot up, and no good off the front of the rim. 5-3, early going. Princeton up by two. There's Kelly. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. The point for Grace Kelly at 6-3. Princeton with the lead. Here comes Putnam County. Carly Seaton will bring it across the timeline. To Whitlock on the right wing. Out pops Dickerson top of the key. Carly Seaton into the paint. Gives it to Knowles. Tried to put up a shot. It was blocked, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam basketball. Out of bounds underneath her own basket. Carly Seaton will inbound for the Lady Midgets. As Seaton slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody. Now lob underneath and goes to Whitlock. Whitlock in a double team. Now she's tied up by Hinkey. Jump ball all the way to possession, stays with Putnam County. Jesslyn Knowles will inbound again. Gets the ball out to Seaton on the left wing. In the left corner, Knowles tries a three. Bullseye! Jesslyn Knowles a three, and we're tied at six. With the basketball, McKenzie Duncan on the left wing. In the left corner goes to Allnut. Now to Hinkey, around the top of the key, kicks it off to Buckler on the right wing. Back to Hinkey. Takes it down into the paint, throws up a little five-foot runner, no good. And Whitlock comes off with a rebound. Here comes Putnam County. Jesslyn Knowles, top of the key to Powell. Powell bounced past Whitlock on the right wing beyond the arc. Dickerson at the top of the key. Dickerson to Knowles for another three. It bounced around, no good. Rebound, Adelaide Dickerson missed it. Whitlock tries it, no good. Dickerson gets the rebound and gets it back out to Knowles. Between the two circles. Knowles to Dickerson on the left wing, right wing to Whitlock down the right lane and took one dribble and lost the ball, goes out of bounds. It'll be Princeton basketball. Duncan will inbound to Hinkey. As Hinkey will bring it across the timeline, 2-3 zone by Putnam County. Kelly on the right wing. To Duncan on the right wing. Duncan kicks it back out to Hinkey, top of the key from downtown Queen City. No good on a three-point attempt. Dickerson off of the rebound. To Seaton. Carly Seaton in a hurry. Gets the ball to Knowles, drives the baseline, and steps on the end line. So turnover gives it back to Princeton. 4:36 left to play in the first quarter. Tied at six. Duncan will inbound to Hinkey. Hinkey brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Buckler on the deeper right wing. Puts it inside to Duncan. Duncan to the left block. And Grace Kelly put up a shot. Missed a bunny. And Whitlock comes off the rebound. Jesslyn Knowles will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Princeton. Powell on the right wing. Bounce pass to Dickerson between the two circles. Seaton on the left wing. Seaton. Lob underneath it goes to Whitlock. Whitlock turns, puts up the shot, missed it. And out with the rebound comes Buckler, falls down, lost it to Seaton, puts a back blast, got it. Carly Seaton with 5 points from a 2-point Putnam County lead. It's Hinkey to Buckler on the left wing. Ball nut on the left baseline. Now Buckler tried to put up a shot, no good. Rebound comes off to Knowles. Whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Claire Buckler. So Buckler picks up the foul. That's her first. Now Powell and Whitlock both set down. Elise Perkins checks in. And Jenna Knowles checks in. So Carly Seaton brings it across the timeline to Perkins on the left wing. Perkins gives it out. Seaton in the left corner. Seaton takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it, gets her own rebound to Jenna Knowles, little five-footer, got it. Jenna Knowles has 2 points. 10-6. Putnam County with a lead. Here comes Duncan across the timeline. Now three on the way by Hakey off the deep left wing. No good. And on the rebound, there was a whistle and a foul. A foul's going to be on Grace Allnut. So Grace Allnut picks up the foul. That's her first. Well, it was Jenna Knowles, rather. An inbound pass comes to Hinkie. Missed a little baby hook. And Putnam County the rebound. Jessler Knowles gives it to Seaton. In the right corner to Jenna Knowles. To Jessler Knowles. Now Jenna on the right block. Elise Perkins for three. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. And it will be Princeton basketball. 2:44 left to play in the fourth quarter. Little play here by Putnam County. That's Hinkie. Gets the dribble. Looks at a double team. Gets it to Duncan. Duncan still in the backcourt across the timeline to Buckler on the right wing. And Buckler had the ball slapped out of her hands by Seaton. So it'll be Princeton basketball out of bounds on the near sideline as Addie Hinkie will trigger. Hinkie looks for somebody. Gets it into Duncan. Duncan kicks it over to Buckler. And Buckler right through her hands and out of bounds. So Putnam County will have the basketball. Jessler Knowles will inbound. Gets it to Seaton. Carly Seaton will bring it across the timeline for Putnam County. Gives the ball to Jenna Knowles on the right wing. Back to Dickerson at the top of the key. Dickerson back to Jessler Knowles. Gets it inside to Dickerson. A whistle and a foul. As again, Dickerson caught the ball and was slammed to the ground. The foul's going to be on Gracie Allnut. And that's her second. So Dickerson checks out and Whitlock checks back in. And that was the first foul, evidently, on Allnut. So Jessler Knowles will inbound underneath her own basket. Putnam County on top, 10-6. Knowles looks for somebody, gets it to Seaton on the right wing. Seaton takes it to the dotted line, now kicks it back out to Knowles. Underneath it goes Whitlock off glass, missed it. And Carly Seaton with a rebound, gets it back out to Knowles. Elise Perkins has it on the right wing, the right corner to Knowles. Inside Whitlock. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Grace Kelly. So Kelly picks up her first foul. 14 foul against Princeton. Jessler Knowles again will inbound. Perkins, top of the key, straight on three. No good. And Grace Kelly off the rebound. Gets it out to Hinkie. Hinkie in a hurry. Takes it right at Perkins. Throws up the shot. Missed it. Rebound. Tapped out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. Now, there's calling for a press by Princeton, and they put it on. Jessler Knowles gets it across the timeline to Whitlock. Gives it to Jenna Knowles, and the Aztecs to foul on Jenna Knowles. So Jenna Knowles picks up her second personal foul. Now Powell's going to check in, and Jenna Knowles will check out. 1:34 left to play in the first quarter. 10-6, Putnam with the lead. Princeton with the basketball. Duncan will bring it across the timeline to the Lady Tigers. To Buckler. She dribbles to the right wing. Now reverse dribble. And the ball's almost stolen away by Carly Seaton. Goes out of bounds. And it stays with Princeton ladies. So Hinkie will inbound on the near sideline. Hinkie. Gets the ball in to Duncan. Duncan gives it to Buckler on the deep left wing. Now back to Duncan, top of the key. Duncan right side of the circle. Left wing, it goes to Buckler. Allnut in the corner inside to Grace Kelly. Now Duncan, top of the key for three. Airballed it. And Allnut comes away with it. As now goes for Hinkie. Down on the block. Tries to put up a shot. Rechecked it by Jessler Knowles. But Knowles is going to, well, Knowles got the block, but Whitlock picked up the foul. So that's going to be the second foul on Emma Whitlock. And Buckler will go to the line to shoot two, missed the first one. Buckler has three, looking for four. Whitlock checks out. And Dickerson checks back in. Also checking in is Randa Shahan for Princeton as Buckler eyes it, fires it, and got it. 4 points for Claire Buckler. 10-7. Putnam County with a lead, pressured by Princeton. Elise Perkins looks for somebody, gets it across the timeline to Carly Seaton, drives into the paint. Now a little 15-footer in and out, no good. Dickerson with the rebound. Perkins will try another one, no good. And plays with the rebound. Dickerson got it, put it back up and in. Adeline Dickerson with 2 points. 12-7. Putting the lead is Hanke on the left wing to Duncan, to the right wing to Buckler. Back to Duncan, top of the key. Hanke gets it inside Grace Kelly, when she was wide open. Now Buckler will try a three, no good off the right wing. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Jessalyn Knowles with 18 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Grace Kelly underneath her own basket gets it out to Hanke between the two circles. Long three on the way, no good. Perkins comes off the rebound. Gives it to Jessalyn Knowles. Knowles brings it across the timeline to Dickerson. Back to Knowles. Knowles off the baseline. Little running five-footer. Dickerson with a rebound. Going to go back up. Puts up the shot. The chip goes down. The chip count. No, they're going to say no. And Putnam County fans are right over that one. Yeah, there's not much doubt, really, because of here's a backboard here. Scotter County line up at the buzzer. And I mean, it was close, but all three pairs of eyes wearing striped shirts, all of them said no good. So that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Putnam County 12 and Princeton 7. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
Water. It's what you run on. So when you feel like you're running low, have a glass. Woo! And recharge your body. You're gonna drink something, and what you drink is up to you. When you drink water, you drink up.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Back in Queen City, Scotland County, our own high school, Princeton, with the basketball, gives it to Buckler. Buckler takes it right at Adeline Dickerson, put up a shot, missed it, but Dickerson's going to pick up the foul. That's her first. And the 15 foul against Putnam County. So Buckler, Claire Buckler at the line. She has four, looking for five shots up, missed it. It's still 12-7. Buckler still with 4 points. That's Buckler. Four looking for five. Shots on the way off the heel of the rim. Danced around and fell through. 5 points for Claire Buckler. Break here by Princeton. Carly Seaton with the basketball across the timeline. Gives it to Knowles. Now Dickerson puts it up and missed it. But she was fouled, so she'll go to the line to shoot two. And the foul's going to be on Shahan. So Mackenzie Shahan picks up her first foul. So Adeline Dickerson with two, looking for three. She'll shoot a pair. Eyes it, fires it high. Arcing shot, left it short. 12-8, Putnam County with the lead. 7:43 left to play in the first half. As Dickerson, second free throw, high arcing shot, missed it. And Grace Kelly off the rebound to Duncan. Duncan will bring it across the timeline to Hanke between the two circles. Hanke to Duncan. Duncan between the two circles. Guarded by Elise Perkins. High post, Grace Kelly to Duncan. Hanke, three-pointer on the way, no good. And the rebound comes off of Jessalyn Knowles. Knowles gives it to Perkins. It's Perkins still in the backcourt. She'll bounce past to Knowles, and Knowles brings it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Princeton. Get it inside to Dickerson. Picks it up off the heel of the rim and got it. 4 points for Adeline Dickerson, 14-8. Button to the lead is Hinkie to the top of the key. To Duncan on the right wing, skips to the left wing to Buckler. Hinkie at the top of the key, bounce pass to Duncan. Give and go back to Hinkie. Off glass, no good. Grace Kelly, put back, no good. And rebound comes off to Jessalyn Knowles. To Carly Seaton. Seaton will bring it across the timeline. Seaton pulls up on the deep left wing. Look for somebody to throw it to. Now bad pass thrown away by Buckler. Buckler takes it right at Knowles. Puts up the shot, missed it. But Jessalyn Knowles will pick up the foul. So for Jessalyn, that's her first. 16 foul against Putnam County. So Buckler again at the line. He has five, looking for six, and got it. 6 points for Claire Buckler. As in the ball game, will come Samantha Blanchard, and Jessalyn Knowles will check out for Putnam County. So six for Buckler, looking for seven. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And Elise Perkins had it stolen away by Grace Kelly to Hinkie. Hinkie, no look pass to Kelly. Kelly was no looking for it either, and it goes out of bounds. So the turnover gives it back to Putnam County. Pressure by Princeton. Elise Perkins with the basketball. Bounce pass, stolen away by Buckler to Duncan. Now Hinkie on the left block. Clap, crash, it goes down, it counts, and she's fouled. The foul is going to be on Carly Seaton. So Seaton picks up the foul. That's her first. And now Keith Smith wants a timeout. 6:12 left to play in the first half. It's Putnam County 14 and Princeton 11, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
And welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County Arlen High School, home of the Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament. It's all girls tonight, as we have 6:12 left to play in this first girls game. It's a 4-5 matchup, and Putnam County, the 5, lead Princeton 14-11. Shot by Hickey is up. It's good. She completes the 3-point play. She has 5, and it's a 2-point Putnam lead. That's Perkins. Gets it across the timeline to Powell. Had Dickerson wide open, didn't see her. Now Jessalyn Knowles between the two circles. Dickerson out on the right wing. Powell has it between the two circles. Powell gets the ball on the right wing to Blanchard. Now the left wing to Powell. Dickerson at the top of the key. Blanchard on the right wing. Bounce pass. Jessalyn Knowles wide open. Three on the way. No good. And a whistle and a foul on the rebound. Going to be on Blanchard. As Blanchard is over the back, so Samantha Blanchard picks up her first foul. That's the 18th foul against Putnam County. And Duncan will go to the line. Mackenzie Duncan, she looks for her first point of the ball game. Scarlett Seaton will check in. And Samantha Blanchard will check out. Jenna Knowles will check in. And Taylor Powell will check out. 5:39 left to play in the first half. A lot of time left in this ball game. So 1-1 for Duncan. First shot up. It's good. Nothing but net. 1 point, Mackenzie Duncan. 1 point, Putnam County lead, 14-13. So Duncan, one, looking for two. Eyes it, fires it, and got them both. 2 points for Duncan, and we're tied to 14. Frazier by Princeton. There it goes to Jessalyn Knowles. She had two people wide open on the basket and just airmailed a pass, went out of bounds. So now Grace Kelly has retired. Now she's ready as Putnam County is going to put on a press. Grace Kelly walking down to Hinkie. Hinkie with the basketball. Dribbles around Jenna Knowles across the timeline. Gives it up to Duncan. To Buckler. Now Shahan on the right corner to Buckler. Hinkie will try another three. No good. Fight for the rebound. And the loose ball comes up to Duncan. Gets it in to Kelly. And Flash got it. 3 points for Grace Kelly and a two-point Princeton lead. Now another bad pass, but Adeline Dickerson saves it on the right wing. Jesslyn Knowles. Now Perkins will try a three. No good off the right wing. And Jesslyn Knowles with the rebounder. Put back no good, but you do the foul. Foul's going to be on Shahan. And that's the second foul on Randa Shahan. So Jesslyn Knowles at the line. She has three, looking for four. Shot up. Got it. 4 points to Jesslyn Knowles. Yep, 16-15. As Shahan will check out, Gracie Allnut will check back in for the Lady Tigers. Four, looking for five, and in and out, no good, but the rebound is put back up and good. Byline Dickerson was six. 1 point, Putnam lead, 17-16. Duncan makes a bad pass, stolen away by Carly Seaton. Seaton waits for some help, gives it to Perkins. Bounce pass to Jenna Knowles on the left wing, inside to Jesslyn. Now back to Jenna. Skips it across to Perkins to try another three. No good. Dickerson with a rebound, puts it up. It goes down. It counts, and she's fouled. And the foul's going to be on Gracie Allnut. That's her second. So Adeline Dickerson will go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. She has eight, looking for nine. Dickerson stands. She's a real high arching shot. Up, ain't no good, but the rebound, Jesslyn Knowles to Jenna. She'll try a three out of the left corner. And count it to 4 points for Jenna Knowles. 22-16, back to a six-point Putnam County lead as Hinkie with the basketball. Gill down to near sideline, and the whistle and the foul is going to be on Carly Seaton, and that's her second. That will send Addie Hinkie to the line. She has five, looking for six. She'll shoot a 1-1. That's a ninth team foul against Putnam County. Shot up, got it. 6 points for Addie Hinkie. 22-17, Putnam County with a lead. Miss Hinkie, six, looking for seven. Shots on the way, missed it off the heel of the rim. And rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of Adeline Dickerson. So it'll be Buckler to inbound underneath her own basket for the Lady Tigers. Buckler looks for somebody, still looks for somebody, kicks it out to Hinkie. Dribbles out between the two circles. Hinkie around the top of the key to the right wing. Tried to bounce pass inside. Battle away. Picked up by Elise Perkins. Here comes Putnam County up by five. Jesslyn Knowles gets it on the right block to Dickerson. Kicks it back out to Seaton on the right wing. Jesslyn Knowles between the two circles. Keeps it to high post. Adeline Dickerson. Now Perkins tries another three. No good. And all in all, the rebound to Grace Kelly. Kelly gets it ahead to Hinkie. It's Hinkie. All the way, five-footer. Got it off the right baseline. 8 points for Hinkie. Break here again. As now it's a three-on-two break for Putnam County. They try to get it to Carly Seaton. She lost it. Picked up by Duncan. Gives it back to Hinkie. Off glass. Missed it. And Carly Seaton off the rebound. Bounce pass, Jesslyn Knowles. Long pass down the floor to Jenna Knowles. Jenna gives it to Perkins on the right wing.
Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. Two Missouri Senate bills would give people who were wrongfully imprisoned up to $65,000 for each year they were behind prison walls. A Senate committee is reviewing the bills that would also give them housing and tuition assistance as well as counseling. A Kansas City lawmaker wants to help Missouri families save some cash each month on necessities like diapers. State Senator Lauren Arthur is proposing to exempt sales tax on diaper purchases. She says despite being a Democrat, lawmakers and families from both sides of the political aisle should agree that taxing items of necessity is wrong.
I don't think that the state should be making money or generating revenue off of items that babies and women and families need, seniors need.
And Tuesday Morning is closing more than half of its stores nationwide, including two in Kansas City and two in the St. Louis area. This is Missouri Net.
We are all in for cancer prevention.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in for cancer prevention.
The HPV vaccine can protect your child today for a promising tomorrow. Because the HPV vaccine helps prevent six types of cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine is recommended by age 11 or 12 for boys and girls. It's safe, effective, and long-lasting. Talk to your child's doctor about the HPV vaccine and let's prevent cancer together. Learn more from Missouri Immunization Coalition at moimmunize.org.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Well, we've lost Donnie. We've lost contact with him. Hopefully, again, we're working on it. We'll try to get him back from Queen City. In the meantime, we've got some things that we can play for you here to keep you entertained. At 6:32, you're listening to KMEM Memphis, Missouri. Our current temperature at 44 degrees.
Missouri Net Sports, good afternoon. Tim Fisher will start with college basketball, where the Missouri Tigers will play host to Mississippi State tonight at Mizzou Arena. The Tigers looking to snap a two-game losing skid. What will it take? Head coach Dennis Gates.
We got to get to the foul line, and it's going to be one of those games where, depending on how the whistle goes, it'll dictate the physicality. It'll dictate also points in the paint. It'll dictate a whole lot.
Mizzou fell at Mississippi State 63-52 2.5 weeks ago. Tip-off tonight for the Tigers and Bulldogs set for 6 o'clock. Elsewhere on the schedule, the St. Louis Billikens look to extend a two-game winning streak on the road at Richmond, while the Missouri State Bears tonight look to snap a two-game losing skid as they entertain Murray State. To hockey, where the St. Louis Blues go on the road tonight to take on the Carolina Hurricane. Puck drops tonight at 6 o'clock. I'm Tim Fisher, Missouri Net Sports.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
People stop and everybody stares.
she goes, just walking down the street, and someone lets a whistle out. A girl like her, she just can't see what the fuss is all about. And she don't know she's beautiful. When she thinks she looks her worst, it's times like this she don't know why I can't take my eyes off her. 'Cause she don't know she's beautiful. Never cross my she mind. Don't know she's beautiful. No, she's not that she kind. Don't know she's beautiful. Though time and time I've told her she don't know she's beautiful.
Still having some hookup problems with Donnie. We're getting those rectified. We hope to get him back on the air as quickly as possible here on KMEM.
By 13 seconds left to play in the first half. 31-27. Princeton with the lead in the basketball. Hinkie takes it to the hoop. Makes it up. Missed the bunny. And Whitlock off the rebound. The Powell. Now, Perkins fires up a prayer not answered, and that's into the first half with the score. Princeton 31, Fathom County 27. Back in 2 minutes. This is KMEM Sports.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. Never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nemer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.net today.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
The score of any athletic event is generally forgotten over time, but the actions of players, coaches, and spectators leave lasting impressions. The next time you attend a high school game, think of how history will remember you. Choose good sportsmanship and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. Remember, the lessons you teach today will help develop better citizens in our communities for tomorrow. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
Mom, take the ball.
For 43 years, Iranian women have fought back.
Police pushed us.
Troops.
This is their story.
The joy was forbidden.
What is the meaning of that?
That is how they control you.
I'm Shimol Yai. Listen to the new 30 for 30 podcast, Pink Card, available now.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And welcome back, everybody, to Scottsdale County High School, home of the Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament. I found out we were off the air for a period of time in that second quarter, and we're at halftime with Princeton leading Putnam County 31-27. And take a look at the scoring first for Princeton in the first half. Addie Hinkie with 18 points. Sarah Buckler with 6. Mackenzie Duncan with 2. And Grace Kelly with 5. For Putnam County, Jenna Knowles with 4 points. Adeline Dickerson with 8. Carly Seaton with 6. And Jesslyn Knowles with 7. Putnam County led 12-7 after one quarter, but Princeton outscored the Lady Midgets 24-15 in the second quarter and lead here at halftime 31-27. Back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at UnionvilleRepublicanOnline.com.
I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I love Navage. I've told you about how your nose is the body's air filter, that Navage's powered suction will help flush out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, and that Navage will help you breathe better. But what do other people say about Navage? Like Tara, quote, "My doctor wanted me to do saline rinses for my allergies, but I've never been able to successfully use a neti pot. Navage uses suction power, so it's foolproof. There are nights when I'll have particularly bothersome allergies. I'll bust it out, and the results are immediate. It's such a relief. It's become a lifesaver." Unquote. She's one of over 100,000 online reviews praising Navage, the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million people to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scottish County High School, home of the Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament. Again, it's girls' night out. We're at halftime, this first girls' game, a 4-5 matchup, and it's number 4 Princeton 31, number 5 Putnam County 27. We're at halftime. Coming up next, it's a 3-6 matchup. Scottish County, the number 3 seed, will take on number 6 Knox County. And coming up tomorrow night, we go back to the boys' turn. It's boys' semifinal games tomorrow night here at Schuyler County High School at 6 o'clock. Canton will play Putnam County. That's a 1-4 matchup, followed by about 7:15 by Schuyler County. It's a 2-3 matchup, Schuyler County and Knox County boys. At Monroe City tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, it'll be South Shelby, the number 2 seed, taking on Mark Twain, the number 3 seed, followed at 7:30 by Palmyra, the number 1 seed, and number 5, Monroe City. Is Monroe City knocked off Clark County boys last night, 48-46. Then Thursday, we'll have the girls' semifinal. Friday night, the boys will play their championship game by 6 o'clock just about everywhere. And then here at Schuyler County on Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock, it'll be the girls' championship game at 1 o'clock in Monroe City's girls' championship game. So that's, personally, I'd rather come at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon or 3 o'clock, whatever, and have the boys and the girls have a full house. And this team would be rocking. It has in the past. But just, whether they changed it, well, they got the boys Friday night, championship game, the girls Saturday afternoon. So one game on Friday, one game on Saturday. 31-27, I'm Donnie Middleton. And you're listening to Putnam County Lady Midget Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMM FM Memphis. And I'll be back with the second half in 2 minutes. This is KMM Sports.
Inside a dimly lit room at the LBJ Library in Austin, Texas, a motion sensor triggers a recording.
and a voice fills the room.
Suddenly, there was a sharp, loud report. A shot.
It's the voice of Lady Bird Johnson, the wife of Lyndon Johnson.
He wants to get out. There is no way out.
Lady Bird recorded her entire experience in the White House, hours and hours of tape that almost no one has ever heard. And those tapes, they end up rewriting history. This is a story about one of the most influential members of the administration, even if we never knew it.
I wrote out for Lyndon about a 9-page analysis of what I thought his situation was.
From Best Case Studios and ABC Audio, listen to In Plain Sight, Lady Bird Johnson, available now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Las Vegas.
I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I love Navage. I've told you about how your nose is the body's air filter, that Navage's powered suction will help flush out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, and that Navage will help you breathe better. But what do other people say about Navage? Like Haley, quote, Navage is the best thing I've bought. I love it. My nose feels so clear now and I can breathe. I've been struggling with a stuffy nose for weeks. I bought Navage and it's amazing. Or this one. I use Navage every night, could not imagine life without it. I have 5 cats, and before I found Navage, I was a clogged mess. Now I breathe so much better. Unquote. Those are 2 of over 100,000 online reviews praising Navage, the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million people to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
Welcome back, everybody. Scott and Kelly are on High School. As both teams putting the basketballs away, they will dispense with the basketball rack, take it off the court, as both teams around their respective coaches had them, both coaches had them in at halftime for about 8 minutes, and they're still drawing pictures. So they both know this game's a long ways from over. And you take away Addie Henke's 18 first-half points off of the 31 that Princeton has scored. Addie Henke has just been a ball of fire. And Princeton will have the basketball to start the third quarter. 31-27, Princeton with the lead as Duncan will inbound on the near side, far sideline. Gets it to Henke. Henke will bring it across the timeline, bounce pass to Duncan. Gives it a buckler between the two circles back to Duncan. Duncan is, well, she picks up a dribble between the two circles to Henke. Back to Duncan to the right wing. Picks up the dribble, looks for somebody, gets it inside to Kelly. Around Dickerson, puts up the shot, moved good. And Taylor Powell off the rebound to Jessel Knowles. Knowles will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Princeton. As Jessler Knowles gives it to Dickerson at the high post. Knowles will try a three on the wing. Boom's high! Jessler Knowles with 10 points. It's a 1-point Princeton lead, 31-30. Duncan to Buckler on the right wing. Buckler, one dribble, gets it inside to Kelly on the right block. Now Buckler for 3. Pinballs in and out, no good. Dickerson off the rebound. As Dickerson will take it all the way to the house. Lays it up and got it. 10 points, sideline Dickerson. 5-0 run by Putnam County. They take a 1-point lead as Buckler on the left wing. Allnut in the right corner inside to Grace Kelly as she's tied up. A jump ball on the ready position goes back to Putnam County. It'll be Jessler Knowles to inbound against pressure by Putnam. Bad, lazy pass. Gets it in to Kelly, to Duncan. Now Henke. Henke puts up a shot. Got it. 20 points for Addie Henke. Now they get the ball in to Carly Seaton. Back to Jessler Knowles, to Seaton. Seaton will bring it across the timeline. Gets it underneath and off the hands and out of bounds. As I think that pass to Whitlock. Maybe Whitlock on the end of one of the fingers. 33-32, Princeton up by one with the basketball. It's Hinkie. Has it between the two circles, dribbles the right wing. Buckler in the right corner. Buckler looks for somebody. Fires on that. Puts up the shot. Missed it. Dickerson off the rebound. Gets it to Seaton. Coley Seaton will bring it across the timeline to Knowles in the center circle. As Knowles gets it inside to Whitlock. Turns, puts up the shot. Missed it. And all that off the rebound to Hinkie. Hinkie wants to run. Takes it to the block. Lays it up. Missed it. And she fouls. She'll go to the line to shoot a pair. So Hinkie will go to the line, and the foul's going to be on Jessalyn Knowles. That's her second. Hinkie with 20, looking for 21. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 21 points for Addie Hinkie. 2-point Princeton lead, 34-32. Hinkie with 21, looking for 22. Shots up, she missed it. Adeline Dickerson off the rebound, a whistle and a foul. As the foul's going to be on Gracie Allnut. That's her third. As Jessalyn Knowles gets it in to Seaton. Carly Seaton down the far sideline, gets it back to Knowles in the middle of the court. Across the timeline to Dickerson, gives it back to Seaton. Seaton from the dotted line puts up an off-balance shot, no good. Grace Kelly off the rebound. To Hinkie, get a double team, and off the foul on the floor, and they're going to call it on Carly Seaton. So Seaton picks up the foul, that's her third. They call it on the floor, so it'll be Buckler to inbound, underneath their own basket. As Buckler looks for somebody to throw it to, gets it out to Duncan on the right or left wing. Inside to Kelly, lost it, picked up by Buckler. Now Duncan for three, no good. Now comes a long rebound, Carly Seaton. Seaton takes it and gets it underneath to Dickerson. Missed it, bunny from the right block. And Duncan off the rebound. Knocked out of Duncan's hands and out of bounds. As Carly Seaton will check out of the ball game, Elise Perkins will check back in for the Midgets. Duncan, inbound to Hinkie. As Hinkie breaks it across the timeline, finds Buckler on the left wing. Duncan between the two circles. High post to Shahan. Now Duncan at the top of the key. Left wing to Buckler. Back to Duncan. Duncan tried to lob to Shahan, stolen away by Dickerson. Dickerson gives it to Perkins. 34-32, Princeton the lead. Jessalyn Knowles to the left wing, it goes to Perkins. Perkins, go running five-footer, airballed it, and Shahan comes out with it to Hinkie. As Hinkie takes it right at Jessalyn Knowles, tried to scoop up a shot, missed it, but she drew the foul. So the foul's going to be on Jessalyn Knowles, and that's her third. As Addie Hinkie at the line with 21 points. Shots up, got it. 22 points for Addie Hinkie. And now Keith Smith wants a timeout. 4:23 left to play in the third quarter. Mitchum 35, Putnam 32, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Putnam County State Bank is your hometown bank, and they take pride in offering their customers all the modern-day conveniences they expect from their financial institution. NetTeller, their online banking solution, allows for easy account access and effortless bill payment. NetTeller is a secure and convenient way to manage your finances. Stop in and see them at Unionville or Milan, and they'll be happy to get you started with internet banking. Member FDIC.
4:23 left to play in the third quarter. First round girls game, Princeton 35, Putnam County 32. And Addie Hinkie will be at the line. She has 22 points, looking for 23. And 18 of those came in the first half. So Addie Hinkie will be at the line. That's the third team foul against Putnam County. So Hinkie eyes it, fires it, and got it. 23 points for Addie Hinkie. Elise Perkins against Frazier with the basketball. Perkins down the far sideline in a triple team. This is somebody throw it to, and she walked with it. Everybody ran away from Elise Perkins. So Hinkie will inbound on the far sideline. Gets the ball to Grace Kelly in the right corner, to Duncan. Top of the key to Buckler. Shahan will try a three way off the mark. And Taylor Powell off the rebound. Gets the ball to Taylor Turner and stolen away by Duncan. Puts it up and in. 4 points for Duncan. 38-32, and now a bad pass by Putnam County goes out of bounds. Another Putnam County turnover. Zaddy Hinkie will inbound. Justin Knowles will check back in. Duncan brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. Kelly on the left wing. To Buckler to the right wing to Shahan. In the right corner to Duncan. Underneath the wide open Grace Kelly puts it up and in. 7 points for Kelly. 8 point Princeton lead, their biggest lead of the ball game. Elise Perkins dribbles right into a double team, and she's tied up by Hinkie. As Taylor Powell will check out, Jessalyn Knowles will check in. Alternating possession comes back to Princeton. Adeline Dickerson will check out. In the ball game, Jenna Knowles. They give it to Hinkie in the left corner to the left wing. Duncan to Buckler. Now Shahan on the right corner. Shahan looks for somebody. Shahan walks with it. She made a little spin move, saw her opening, and she took one too many steps. So again, placed here by Princeton. Jessalyn Knowles to Elise Perkins, back to Knowles. Knowles gives it up to Blanchard. Blanchard gives it to Jenna Knowles. Niall Perkins with three pinballs in and out, no good. And Grace Kelly out with the rebound and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Jessalyn Knowles, and that's her fourth. So four fouls on Jessalyn Knowles. Fourth team foul against Putnam County. Still 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Hinkie takes it to the right wing. Shahan in the right corner. Inside to Grace Kelly off glass. Got it. 9 points for Grace Kelly. 10 point Princeton lead. And Keith Smith has another timeout. Keith Smith not a happy camp right now. 2:49 left to play in the third quarter. Princeton 42, Putnam County 32. Back in a minute. K&M Sports.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back at Scott
Violence
County.
And death.
Putnam County with basketball. Turner gets it to Carly Seaton. Now three by Blanchard on the way. No good. But a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Buckler. And to the line, I think we'll go Taylor Turner. So Buckler's going to pick up the foul. That's her third. It's Turner's first one up. Got it. Taylor Turner with her first points of the ball game. She'll shoot three overall. Second free throw up. Left is short. No, that's Samantha Blanchard. So Blanchard with a long hair can see whether it's five or three. So Blanchard has 1 point. Turner has none so far. Blanchard with one, looking for two. Shot up, missed it. And Jay Hanall with the rebound. Gets it out to Hinkie. Hinkie will bring it across the timeline. And down low to Kelly. Puts up the shot, missed it. Grace Kelly, put back, no good. And turning off the rebound, gets it to Elise Perkins, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Grace Kelly, and that's her third. So three fouls on Kelly. Third team foul against Princeton. 42-33, Princeton with the lead. Carly Seaton with the basketball. Seaton still in the backcourt. They try to get out of the way across the timeline to Blanchard on the left wing. Blanchard skips it to the right wing to Perkins. Now Turner gets it inside to Perkins, puts up the shot, missed it. That was Gannon Knowles. And now ball stolen away by Blanchard. He goes the other way as Blanchard down the far sideline. She'll take it right at Grace Kelly. Little five-foot runner, no good. And Jay Hanna with the rebound to Kelly. As Kelly gives it to Duncan, and Duncan will bring it across the timeline. Hinkie stops, pops from 15, missed it. And Kelly out with the rebound. Puts up the shot, airballed it. And off the rebound, Elise Perkins, she was tied up. Alternating possession, comes back to Putnam County. 1:30 left to play in the third quarter. Still a 9-point Princeton lead, 42-33. Inbound pass to Seaton. Carly Seaton heads down the far sideline, now dribbles to center. The court gives it to Perkins. Perkins brings it to the right wing. Now Seaton, dotted line, puts up the shot. Airballed it, Whitlock with it. Her put back no good, but a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Grace Kelly, and that's her fourth. So four fouls on Kelly, and Emma Whitlock at the line. Martin looking for two and got it. As Allnut will check in, Grace Kelly will set down. 1:16 left to play in the third quarter. Whitlock with 2 points, looking for three. Shots up, got them both. But they wave it off. I think they gave it to her. I'm going to give it to her. The Brasher has Duncan with the basketball to Hinkie. Hinkie dribbles into a double team. Underneath that, Allnut, oh, by herself, puts it up and in. Gracie Allnut with 2 points. Here comes Seaton. Dumps it off to Jenna Knowles in the right corner. Now Perkins will try a three. No good. And Hinkie off the rebound. Lost it, but picked up by Kelly to Hinkie. Hinkie spin move to the top of the key, still with the dribble. And she dribbles around to Jenna Knowles. Gives it to Kelly in the center circle. Kelly back to Duncan. Bad pass, stolen away by Elise Perkins. Perkins will bring it across the timeline. Takes it down the right lane, but if a shot, missed it. All out with the rebound to Duncan. As Duncan in a hurry down the near sideline. Duncan pulls up on the left wing. Gives it to Kelly in the center circle. Hinkie on the deep right wing. Jay Ham in the right corner. Give and go back to Hinkie. Puts it up and in. And Addie Hinkie with 25 points. Now we go the other way. And a shot's put up by Samantha Blanchard. It's good. She has three, and that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Princeton 46, Putnam County 36. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at AutismSpeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
It's better than nothing.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School, home of the Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament. And a first-round girls' game as we start the final 8 minutes. Princeton leading Adam County 46-36, and Princeton will have the basketball. As Addie Henke will inbound, gets it in the corner to Allnut. Now Henke off glass, missed it. And it seems like every time she shoots the ball, she gets a foul. The foul's going to be on Emma Whitlock. That's her third. So 3 fouls on Emma Whitlock. Henke with 25, looking for 26. Ice it, fires it, got it. 26 points, Freddie Henke. She scored 26 out of the Princeton 47 points. It's Henke with 26, looking for 27. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 27 points, Freddie Henke. Pressure by Princeton. And bounce pass to Seton. Gets it over to Elise Perkins. And Perkins dribbles into a double team, gets it across to Whitlock underneath Adeline Dickerson. Off glass, it goes down, it counts, and she's fouled. Foul's going to be on Gracie Allnut, and that's her fourth. 4 fouls on Allnut, and that's 12 points for Adeline Dickerson. Dickerson at the line, trying to complete the 3-point play. 12 looking for 13, shot up, in and out, no good. And all that off the rebound to Henke. Henke gives the ball to Shea, head on the right wing in the right corner. To Buckler, puts up a little 10-footer, got it. So 8 points for Claire Buckler. 50-38, Princeton with the lead as Seton gives the ball to Jenna Knowles, top of the key. Now they go to Whitlock and whistle at a foul, and I think Allnut just fouled out. Yes. Gracie Allnut picks up her first foul. She's gone. So Gracie Allnut just fouled out of the ball game. And they'll bring Kelly back in. That's the 16th foul against Princeton. So Elise Perkins will inbound underneath her own basket. Perkins gets the ball to Dickerson in the left corner. Jenna Knowles back to Elise Perkins, running 10-footer, no good. Dickerson with the rebound, puts it back up and in. 14 points for Adeline Dickerson. Here comes Henke in a hurry to the free throw line. Pads out to the right wing, Shea Hamm. Now Kelly will try three, airballed it. So it'll be Putnam County basketball, 50-40. Princeton up by 10. A lot of time left. Putnam County needs some stops and some basket as Perkins has it on the left wing. Bounce past Jenna Knowles on the top of the key. Carly Seton, 15-footer, got it. 8 points for Carly Seton. Duncan gets it to Henke. Now Kelly on the left wing to Henke. Bounce past Duncan. They swing to the right wing to Buckler. Buckler will take it right to the basket, lays it up, got it. 10 points for Claire Buckler. Back to a 10-point Princeton lead. Carly Seton to the left wing. Jenna Knowles, top of the key, had the ball poked out of her hand. This is a foul. A foot on the court, a foul. And is it going to be on Buckler or was it down low? Nope, they're going to call the foul on Buckler. So that's 4 fouls on Buckler. Now, Coach Richmond not happy with that call. Jenna Knowles at the line for 1-1. Shot up, missed it. Dickerson with a rebound, puts it up, got it. 16 points for Adeline Dickerson. Henke brings it across the timeline. Shahan, the back to Henke, off glass, missed it. But she picked up another foul. Foul's going to be on Dickerson. And that's 2 fouls on Adeline Dickerson. As now, Putnam County wants a timeout. 6:07 left to play in the ball game. It's Princeton 52, Putnam County 44. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
6:07 left to play in the ball game. Princeton 52, Putnam County 44, and Addie Henke will be at the line. She's been there a lot of time tonight. She has 27 points, looking for 28. And she'll shoot a pair. So Henke hits the basketball, eyes it, fires it, and dripped off the front edge of the rim. Did everything to go down. Still 27 points for Henke. So Addie Henke with 27, still looking for 28. Shots on the way. Got it. 28 points for Addie Henke. 53-44, 9-point Princeton lead. Here comes Carly Seaton to the left wing. Jesslyn Knowles, top of the key. Inside it goes to Whitlock. Couldn't hang on to it. Ball's loose on the floor. They're going to call it jump ball. Alternated possession stays with Putnam County. So Jesslyn Knowles will inbound underneath her own basket. Knowles looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody. Gets the ball to Dickerson. Athras got it. 18 points for Adeline Dickerson. 53-46. Pressure by Putnam County. Henke to Duncan. Back to Henke on the left wing. Spin move, shot put up, no good off the baseline. And Whitlock comes off the rebound. Whitlock gives it to Jesslyn Knowles. Knowles will bring it across the timeline between the two circles. Dribbles to the right wing, gets it to Whitlock in the double team, turns, puts it up, it's got it! 5 points for Emma Whitlock. 53-48, a 5-point Princeton lead is Henke. It was down the far sideline. Dumps it off to Shahan. Tried to get it inside and battled away. Now Henke has it in the double team on the right wing to Shahan. To Henke for three on the way. Bullseye! 31 points for Addie Henke. They get the ball to Jenna Knowles and she walks with it. Taylor Powell will check in. And Whitlock will check out. Grace Kelly checks back in. And Kelly will check out. Placed by Putnam County. Henke to Duncan. Across to Kelly. Shahan on the deep left wing to Duncan. Now Henke. Spin move at the free throw line. She's tied up by Jesslyn Knowles. The Georgia ball all over the possession stays with Princeton. 56-48, Princeton with the lead and the basketball. 4:41 left to play. Henke on the far sideline. Shahan in the right corner. Kicks it out to Duncan on the deep right wing. Duncan, one dribble, bounce pass to Buckler. Buckler to the top of the key. Still with the dribble. Now she'll take it to the dotted line, throws up the shot, missed it. And she just literally rammed into three blue jerseys. And they're going to call a foul on Dickerson. So Adeline Dickerson picks up her third personal foul. And this time it'll be Claire Buckler at the line. Buckler with 10 points, looking for 11. First shot up, got it. Buckler has 11 points, looking for 12. 57-48. Princeton up by 9 is Buckler. Eyes it, fires it, and pinballs in and out and goes back down 12 points for Buckler and a timeout on the floor. 4:28 left to play in the ball game. It's Princeton 58, Benton 48. Back in a minute. This is KMN Sports.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Back at Schuyler County High School, 4:28 left to play in the girls' game. First game of the night. And Princeton up by 10 over Putnam County, 58-48. Putnam with the basketballs. Carly Seaton will bring it across the timeline. Seaton has it between the two circles. Now he'll dribble to the right wing. Gets the ball back to Chesler. No, she'll try three. On the way, no good. And Hinkie off the rebound and another foul. Anybody gets close to number three, it's going to pick up a foul. And the foul's going to be on Jenna Knowles, and that's her fourth. So four fouls on Jenna Knowles. I think he will go back to the line. Eight team fouls in this Putnam County. 31 points for Addie Hinkie. Looking for 32. Shots up, and no good. Adeline Dickerson off the rebound. Jesslyn Knowles in a hurry, brings it across the timeline, right side of the circle. Jenna Knowles tried to force it inside to Dickerson, a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Duncan. So Mackenzie Duncan just picked up her second personal foul, 18 foul against Princeton. And Adeline Dickerson will be at the line to shoot a 1-1. She has 18 points, looking for 19. Dickerson eyes it, fires it, and missed it. Hinkie off the rebound. Hinkie to Duncan. Duncan back to Hinkie across the timeline to the right wing. Now bad pass thrown away by Jesslyn Knowles and stolen right back by Hinkie. Hinkie to the left wing. The dotted line. Cam Putter got it. 33 points for Addie Hinkie. Here comes Carly Seaton to the left wing. Seaton gives it back out. Jenna Knowles top of the key for three. No good. Adeline Dickerson rebound. Tried to make a move and lost the ball. Hinkie comes away with it. Hinkie Euro step. Puts up the shot. Missed it. Kelly with the rebound. Puts it up. It goes down. It counts. And she's fouled. 11 points for Grace Kelly. As the foul is going to be on Taylor Powell. So Taylor Powell picks up her first foul. As Grace Kelly will be at the line to try to complete the three-point play. She has 11 points, looking for 12. Shots up. Got it. Well, check that. That's 14 points for Grace Kelly. As now, Putnam County will have the basketball. 3:23 left to play in the game. Trailing 63-48. Putnam, Princeton's biggest lead of the ball game. Elise Perkins will bring it across the timeline. Carly Seaton on the right side of the circle. Jenna Knowles on the right wing. Now Perkins, top of the key. Seaton, 15, put her off the left baseline. Airballed it, and Buckley off the rebound. Buckley gets it out to Duncan. Pressure by Putnam County. Buckley across the timeline between the two circles. Dribbles to the left wing. To Duncan between the two circles. To Hinkie. Hinkie on the left wing, or right wing. Gives it to Shahan on the right corner. And Shahan just airmailed the pass. And Duncan picks it up in the backcourt. It must have been tipped. No over and back, but now it goes out of bounds. And last touch by Elise Perkins. So Lee Kelly to inbound. As now Jenna Knowles will check out. And we have another timeout on the floor. 2:40 left to play in the ball game. Princeton 63, Putnam County 48. And back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can find options that fit your budget. Because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah, like when I hold the door for someone. Sure, it may be weird if I don't time it right, and they're a little too far away, and, now they're running. And we're both asking ourselves, is it worth it to run instead of just, letting them open their own door?
But still, it's the right thing to do. So get options based on your needs with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
2:40 left to play in the game. Princeton 63, Putnam County 48. And Addy Hinkie will inbound in backcourt. Hinkie against Preister, looks for somebody. Gets the ball into Duncan, bounce pass back to Hinkie. Hinkie will bring it across the timeline in a hurry. Behind the back dribble. As she dribbles between the two circles. Hinkie still with the dribble in the center circle. Now she's picked up by Carly Seaton. Behind the back dribble again. Dribbles back and forth between the two circles. As Hinkie just trying to take some time off the clock. As Hinkie gets it underneath the wide open. Grace Kelly missed his shot to do the foul. The foul's going to be on Adeline Dickerson. That's her fourth. So that's what she was doing, waiting for Putnam County to pull out. Pick up her, and all of a sudden, Kelly was wide open. 14 for Grace Kelly, looking for 15. Shot up, missed it. Off the... Now, Putnam County wants another timeout. 2:11 left to play in the ball game. Still, Princeton 63, Putnam County 48. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
2:11 left to play in this first girls' game. Grace Kelly at the line, 14, looking for 15. Eyes it. Fires it and got it. 15 points for Grace Kelly. Here comes Elise Perkins. 64-48. Princeton with the lead. We get it inside to Dickerson. Puts it off glass. Missed it. And Grace Kelly off the rebound. Kelly will bring it across the timeline down the far sideline. Gets it to Hinkie between the two circles. Hinkie. Lob to Buckler on the left wing. And now whistling a foul is Buckler. Tripped over Elise Perkins, and the foul is going to be on Perkins. Be a two-shot foul. And they haven't posted it yet, but I'm thinking it's got to be on Elise Perkins, so I'm going to give it to Perkins. That's her third. Well, it's her first. According to the scoreboard, one, and the first shot is missed. That's by Buckler, as Buckler with 12, looking for 13, got it. 13 points for Claire Buckler. Carly Seaton across the timeline to the top of the key. Perkins has it on the left wing, bounce past Dickerson, top of the key. Now give and go back to Adeline. Off glass, got it, 20 points. Adeline Dickerson, 65-50. Hanke brings it across the timeline. Guarded by Perkins. Dribbles to the right wing. Passes out between the two circles to Duncan, to Buckler. And Buckler is fouled by Jesselyn Knowles, and Knowles fouled out. So five fouls on Jesselyn Knowles, the senior, playing her final game, basketball game, as a Putnam County Lady Midget. And she gets a hand from the Putnam County crowd as Jenna Knowles will check in. So at the line is Claire Buckler. She'll shoot two shots. First one up, got it. Claire Buckler with 14 points. 14, looking for 15. Fires it, and got it. 15 points for Claire Buckler. 67-50. Princeton with the lead. 1:10 left to play in the game. Jenna Knowles to Carly Seaton on the right wing. Seaton will take it into the paint. Dumps it off to Powell. Now kicks it back out to Perkins. Puts up a three. No good. Buckler off the rebound to Duncan. As Duncan brings it across the timeline. Hanke has it between the two circles. Hanke still with the dribble. Hands it off on the right wing to Duncan. Duncan in a double team. Looks at somebody. And now Princeton wants a timeout. 42 seconds left to play in the ball game. Princeton 67, Putnam County 50. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
Back at Schuyler County High School, 42 seconds left to play in the game. Winner of this game plays Schuyler County at 6 o'clock on Thursday night. Hanke gets tried to get it to Shahan, knocked out of bounds by Dickerson. So Hanke will inbound on the far sideline. 41 seconds left to play. Bounce pass to Shahan, this time knocked out of bounds by Carly Seaton. That took a second off. Do that 40 more times, the game will be over. So Hanke will try it underneath her own basket. Hanke gets it to Duncan on the right wing. Duncan back to Hanke. Takes it out between the two circles. Behind the back dribble to Buckler. Now Buckler dribbles into and out of the double team. A triple team, and she's tied up by Jenna Knowles. They call a jump ball all the way in possession back to Putnam County. With 27 seconds left to play in the game. So Carly Seaton will inbound to Elise Perkins. As Perkins takes it to the right wing, picks up the dribble, gives it back to Jenna Knowles. Carly Seaton takes it into the paint, out to Perkins for three on the way, no good. And Dickerson, the rebound, put back, no good. And Buckler off the rebound. Gives the ball to Grace Kelly. Now to Duncan, and that's the end of the ballgame with the final score. Princeton 67 and Putnam County 50. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
That mind-blowing twist.
Oh, my God.
That you never see coming.
What did you think had happened?
Where everything changes. Secrets, passion, betrayal. On the edge of your seat, drama. And just when you think you know the whole story.
Just when we thought things couldn't get any worse, we would find something else out.
See what's next. Friday nights mean 2020 at 10, 9 Central on ABC.
Daria Albany.
In Missouri, littering
ABC
is a misdemeanor.
News.
Anyone convicted of littering could be fined up to $2,000 and be imprisoned in the county jail for up to 1 year. Report dump sites and littering violations to law enforcement. Encourage others to pick up their trash when fishing and using outdoor facilities. Also, secure empty cans and all trash that is placed in the bed of your truck. This has been Missouri Conservation Agent Shannon Smith.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Slight chance for scattered storms tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 41, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 52. Overcast skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 32. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 43.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County Iowa High School. It's the final as the Princeton Lady Tigers win their 15th game of the year by defeating Putnam County 67-50. Take a look at the scoring. First four, Princeton. Addie Henke with 35 points. Claire Buckler with 15. Mackenzie Duncan with 4. And Grace Kelly. And Grace Kelly, you have 11 points. For Putnam County, Jenna Knowles with 4 points. Samantha Blanchard with 3. Adeline Dickerson with 20 points. Carly Seaton with 8. Emma Whitlock with 5, and Jessalyn Knowles with 7. Putnam County led 12-7 after one quarter. Princeton outscored Putnam 24-15 in the second quarter and led 31-27 at the half. In the third quarter, Princeton again outscored Putnam 15-9 to lead 46-36 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, Princeton outscored Putnam County 19-14. And Princeton wins at 67-50. Princeton survives and advances. They improve to 15-11. Putnam County ends their season with a record of 11-15. And it's time to say goodbye to three outstanding young ladies. Three Putnam County Lady Midgets playing their final basketball game as a Lady Midget. Adeline Dickerson, Jessalyn Knowles, and Taylor Powell. They will be missed by Putnam County Nation. They have given their all for this basketball team. Adeline Dickerson, Jessalyn Knowles, and Taylor Powell. We wish all three of you young ladies the very best in whatever the future holds for you. So again, Princeton will play Schuyler County in a girls' semifinal on Thursday night. They improved to 15-11. Putnam County 11-15 as Princeton wins at 67-50. And I'll be back with the second game in about 5 minutes. This is KMN Sports.
Thank you, Donnie. And tonight's first game has been brought to you by these Putnam County sponsors. They include Mayberry Farms and Accessories, North of Memphis, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank, and the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper.